You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 52 of the podcast. I'm your host, John Mugiwara JM, joined as always by my co-host, Chad Peanut.
Hey, and last episode we saw Luffy, he just pounding that guy into the ground.
In one punch.
Yeah, I know.
Luffy walked so Saitama could run. So as I told Austin, we're actually going to finish the Jaya arc episode arc to this episode. But I had originally said in the last episode that this was actually going to be only four chapters long, and I had a fun little idea for the end of it to make up for it. But no, this is a regular length. Apparently, I had a little bit of math done wrong. Again, go figure, John. We're going to have the final four chapters of this arc and the first one of the next one. And I'm still going to do that fun little idea that I wanted to do at the end of that. So I will tell you all about it when we get to that in the episode. So, and I'll say this too. If you're listening to the audio version of this, you might want to be here for the video version of it.
Oh.
Because it might enhance this little idea I've got for you. It might not. It really depends on how you are. All right. So why waste any time? Let's finish the Jaya arc off. Ready?
Hell yeah.
I just realized that sounded way too long. This much like, let's finish the jack off. We're starting. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read through. Chapter 233, The World's Greatest Power.
And for the cover this time around, looks like Zoro is fishing for this really fat bear. Like, Alaska has a contest every year where right before hibernation season, they have people vote on who they think is the best fat bear. And if that bear was running, he'd win.
They have a Jungle Skog competition? Do you know what a Jungle Skog is?
No.
A really fucking fat bear. I'll put up a picture of it. So I think the meme started when someone found like a really fucking fat plush of a bear. I'll put it up for the video. That's the Jungle Skog. And I think that's a Jungle Skog right there. And also Zoro is wearing the 4chan logo on his shirt. Hopefully he doesn't share their beliefs. Anyway, it is your turn to begin.
Yeah, so Bellamy is just laying in the wreckage, passed out. Like, smoke is coming from the impact of that punch, and everyone's looking at Shaka, as blood drips from Luffy's fist, and oh my, you can see the finger imprint on Bellamy's face. Holy crap. And Luffy... you're joking, right, Bellamy? Hey, don't get around, say something. And yep, dead silence. Come on, Bellamy, quit fooling around. Get up and do your thing. Bellamy, you're a heavyweight rookie with a 50 million berry bounty on your head.
And then the wind blows the wanted poster that the drunk guy was trying to warn them about into literally Sarkis's face. Ah! Those two guys from today. Oh, it's a flashback to the drunk guy. Those two guys from today are worth more than you are, Bellamy! As Sarkis shits himself, seeing Monkey D. Luffy's updated one poster, which shows that he is worth 100 million. As he throws it away and scaring the rest of them. See? I told you so! And then Luffy turns to them. I want the old man's gold. Give it. Now! He's for real. Bellamy's been beaten as the Bellamy pirates all run away. And then some time passes and they go back to Montblanc Nolan's house where I'm used to calling them the Saruyama Alliance because the dub actually calls them that, but it's the Monkey Fighting Force Alliance, I think they call it in the manga. as they're getting to work on repairing the Mary. Ooh, cook, fix the ship. Ooh, cook. All right, raise the bow.
Why didn't you go with him? And as Nami asks, as So lifts a bunch of boats, huh? Don't fight, fight, don't go, go. Make up your mind. But they beat you up too. Don't you want revenge? Get beat up? Those guys weren't worth it. It's heartbreaking when you're left with only pity after a fight. What? Are you stupid? Shut up, move, you're in my way. Hey, Marcet, what was that you said to Nami just now? Oh, that's Sanji. I need more birds out here. Birds! Yes, oh, you're really useful, raccoon dog. I'm a reindeer! And back in town, Luffy's got the gold. Got it. Oh, Bellamy's back up. That brat just got lucky. Yeah. Hey, you, wait, I'm still here. Sarkis, don't do it. Oh, no, wait, it's Sarkis.
Yeah, Bellamy is still out.
Come at me, no sorry-eyed fool is gonna beat us. Straw Hat, where do you think you're going? Where? As he turns to look at Star...
Sarkis.
Oh, Sarkis, shit. Oh, and Sarkis is backing up. The sky.
I've seen hundreds of edits of this screen cap with him, where they change what finger it is. Yeah, in fact, I think I used back in the live journal days, like I had an edit of that panel, and it was of, you guess which finger was raised instead. Oh, Austin, I think you're going to be very happy about this set of pages, and you're going to see why. The previous afternoon on an island in the Grand Line. Captain, what? Are you sure this is the place? Oh, look who we haven't seen in a while. It's Buggy and his crew. Is this really the legendary cave where bloody old Captain John hid his treasure? Yes, so keep digging and be wary. There are usually booby traps and guards protecting these hidden troves. If you're careless, you'll die. You never know what ferocious beasts might lead you out, or there could be deadly traps. As Emoji and Kabaji shit themselves in fear. But then the lights suddenly turn on behind them, and they hear voices behind them. All right, let's get to work digging this tunnel. Aye, aye, boss. Oh, you the new guys? Huh? And then for whatever reason, Buggy starts digging with the miners. Ah, it feels good to work up a sweat, eh, boss? Right, our hard work and sweat will dig this tunnel and be rewarded when everyone smiles. Ah, cold brew after hard labor really is hey, why are you making me work up a sweat? As he blows them up and kills them.
And back on the ship, on Buggy's ship, up with the rest of his crew. Captain Buggy, we didn't find Captain John's treasure, as the lion's picking his nose. Mochi, you fool, don't embarrass the captain. He actually had his digging on the wrong island. Are you trying to make him turn red? Who said my nose is big and red? Well? They're worth 100 million and 60 million. They're bona fide Grand Line pirates now. May their reputations continue to grow. What? It's like what a witch says. Before you eat a child, you should find them up first. Understand? The higher the bounty on the Straw Hats. Oh, I get it. Your reputation will go all the more when you beat them. That's right. That's brilliant, Captain. Shall we celebrate? Hey, let's live it up. That's to me. And so now the part. Oh, yeah. Quit clowning around. Oh, I recognize her. It's Alfida, just lounging. You don't even know where... I remember the voice I gave her. You don't even know where Luffy is. How do you intend to catch to him? Relax, Alfida. What's wrong with a little celebration? I know where you can find Luffy. You see? He's going to tell us.
Did you notice who said that to him?
Oh.
You'll see in the next page. You'll see when we... Holy the blazes are you! My apologies for crashing your party. I was lured here by the wonderful smell of food. My name's Ace. Nice to meet you. Yeah, it's Luffy's older brother, Ace. Please forget the formalities. It's nice to...
But who are you? I don't care what your name is. What are you doing here?
Captain, that's Fire Fist.
Fire Fist, Ace? The second division commander of the Whitebeard Pirates?
Whitebeard? Oh, you know the boss? Oh, nice. And then Ace's narcolepsy kicks in.
He fell asleep!
And some time passes by.
Now our chance! If we capture Fire Fist Days, our reputations will skyrocket! No! Now listen, me hearties, and remember well, no matter what happens, we must never harass any member of Whitebeard's crew. Whitebeard is the only man who's ever fought Gold Roger and lived. His strength is legendary. He's the world's most powerful living pirate, and the one closest to the One Piece. And Whitebeard never forgives anyone who kills one of his men. That's the kind of man he is.
You seem to know an awful lot about him.
Naturally.
Yeah, sorry, I've been watching a lot of Venture Brothers, and because your voice for her, I immediately started doing the Dr. Girlfriend voice.
Naturally.
A long time ago, I met him on a grand line. Oh, and H is awake as he's chewing. So, you know the old man? He's awake! Hey, don't let me stop you. It's a party, right? Let's live it up. He's right, it's a party! you can hold your... Oh, drink. Hey, Lion, come here. Jump to this ring of fire. Go on, Richie.
Oh, I wish you would have drawn that. Ace making a ring with his fire devilfruit power, making him jump through it. Shame.
Sacred Land Marichoa.
Okay, so the pronunciation of this place trips up a lot of people, not just you. It's Marichoa. You were very close.
Marichoa.
In fact, they keep changing how they write it, so I do not, as this series goes on, this is a very important place. We will be seeing this place a lot.
Yeah, it looks very regal and high up. And what? Red-haired pirates? Yeah, strange movements are afoot, though he hasn't made any move himself. As to people are talking, yes, he has sent out envoys, but any contact between Whitebeard and Shanks would be catastrophic. I know
it's a spread. The five elders, the supreme leaders of the world government. That's true. Shanks could do a lot of damage, but I don't think his ambitions include world conquest. We should assess the situation before making any hasty moves. Never mind that. Right now we define a new warlord of the sea to replace Crocodile. We mustn't overlook anything. The destruction of the three great powers would reverberate throughout the world. They must be protected. Normally I like to do an impression of the dub voice for whenever I do this, but I do not remember what these guys sound like in the dub. I have not seen them in a while. At least not in the dub anyway.
Yes, the seven warlords of the sea have been summoned, but... Oh, it's another spread sheet.
Yeah, just
don't know how many will come. They're pirates after all. What a nuisance Crocodile made of himself. But we can't afford to ignore the one who toppled him. This Monkey D. Luffy fellow. And oh. Back outside, it seems like some... are those warlords or members of the Navy? Oh ho. Navy High Command to Marichoa. Announcing the arrival of the warlords of the sea. So Don Quixote Doflamingo.
You were close. Don Quixote. He's named after a famous novel.
So Bartholomew Kuma.
And that's the
page. And it's another SBS corner.
No, is Oda starting this time? This is from iHeart, Sanji, and Hokkaido. It's a compatibility test. The answers are on page 186.
Hello, Yahoo, Oda! I came up with a compatibility test. Please put in your manga. Time for a break, One Piece fans. Today you come to an amusement park with Luffy and his crew. What's everyone doing? There's Luffy, Zoro, Nami, Sanji, Usopp, Chopper, Vivi, Karu, and Oda. Match them for the activities below.
Alright, so like a pig, that is probably Luffy. Only riding the super fast roller coasters, that could be anybody. Watching a show of costume characters, I want to say Usopp. Has gotten separated from the others, is lost, that's Zoro.
Zoro, yes.
Is with you right now, it's probably an order to answer. Is trying an octopus parfait. That's somebody's favorite drink. I'm trying to remember whose it is, but... And enjoying things just like a regular person. Man, this is difficult.
Oh, yeah, that is hard.
Only riding the super fast roller coasters. You know what? Screw it. I don't feel like dwelling on this. You know what I feel like dwelling on instead?
What?
I feel like dwelling on chapter 234. Please remember.
And we got Usopp up whaling the penalty. He's got a harpoon gun and swimming alongside a humpback whale.
I don't know if they have the same whaling laws we do. He might just be like foraging for food or something like that. Just swimming next to a whale. You ain't taking down a whale with a tiny harpoon like that. All right, so it's my turn to start, and we're back in the sacred land of Marie Joie. And a Navy Vice Admiral is choking out another one.
Hey, cut it out! What's the big idea? No, it's not me! I can't control my hands!
Stop! This is no time to be fooling around. He's right. This is no time for practical jokes. Behave.
Great Advisor Isuru, Vice Admiral Navy Headquarters.
No, Flamingo, is this your doing? Be a good boy and stop that.
Be a good boy. You're something, Suru. Then why don't we get right down to business?
And end this meeting, as he curls his fingers, and then all of a sudden the two admirals that can't seem to control each other start pulling out their swords.
Stop, you fools! Stop it! Make them stop! Don't tell Flamingo!
Enough.
Buddha Sengoku, Admiral of the Fleet, Supreme Commander of the Navy. And he's a very tall guy with a braided goatee, sunglasses, and
a pet goat.
A stick on his yeah, a goat too. Stop your antics. Did you come here to start a war? I should at least greet you. Welcome. See, scum. Oh, that's not nice. Don
Quixote Do Flamingo.
Do Flamingo. Warlord of the Sea, former bounty, 340 million barrels. Oh, shit. And Bartholomew Kuma, Warlord of the Sea, former bounty, 296 million barrels. However, he's right on target.
Wow, you actually guessed his dub voice. He's a big dude, but he talks in a very soft voice. Like, however, he's right on target. So you're pretty close. Congrats.
Oh damn, that was just a stab in the gut talk.
In English and Japanese, he does speak in a very soft voice. Shall we begin? There's no use waiting any longer. I doubt anyone else will show up. 2 out of 6 is more than I expected. No kidding! I wasn't going to come! Business is booming on the island, but I was bored, so here I am. I see. That's not welcome news. There's nothing worse for us than pirates doing well. You're so mean. I thought your nickname was Buddha, Admiral Sengoku. What's all this squabbling about? Perhaps I came to the wrong place, and... Oh, another face we haven't seen in a while.
Oh!
Hawkeye Mihawk has arrived. Hawkeye! Two great powers of the seven warlords of the sea and high commander of the navy. But isn't a round table meaningless? I didn't think you'd... Well, this is a surprise. I'm just here as an interested bystander. I'm a little curious what the pirates will be discussing, that's all.
Then, may I join in as an interested bystander too? Is that Dunk? Oh, no, wait, who's that?
That's a new character.
And whoever he is, Hawkeye doesn't seem to rap. Well, maybe bison is quite the right word. What an illustrious assemblage. Who the devil are you? How did you get in here? If all goes well, I hope, as he spins a baton, to participate as well as he...
You stop dancing.
Taps, what the hell? And... Who's... That's why I come, since Sir Crocodile no longer a warlord of the sea. I thought you might be looking for someone to replace him. You're Lafitte.
Hey, you
know
got
my name. I'm honored. Who is he, Shuru? Former sheriff in the West Blue. He was notorious for his brutality and was subsequently banished. Oh, that's such an old story. But never mind me. I've come to recommend someone to be your new warlord of the sea.
And then we go to the Grand Line.
Red-haired Shinx. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time. You say this letter's from him?
Yes, it deals with a very important matter. He sent to me to deliver it personally.
Well, thank you.
No problem. I'm new to his crew. Rockstar, red-haired pirate, newbie. Bounty, 94 million berries. But I was already a pirate. In fact, I'm pretty well known. Ever hear the name Rockstar? I can't say that I have. And then the gentleman that Rockstar is talking to rips up the letter from Shanks. Huh?
He dared to send me a letter?
Hey, you!
Who does that upstart think he is?
Wait, that's an important letter from my boss! I was from Red-Haired Shanks himself, are you crazy? And the man starts guzzling down alcohol.
And I'm Whitebeard.
Captain, you've had enough grog for today.
Shut up! I'll decide when I've had enough. What harm can it do?
But my boss said it was a very important message.
I have a pretty good idea what it's about. Blackbeard and Ace. You tell that brat Shanks. If he has something to tell me, he can come here in person with a good bottle of good booze.
As you see a man with a curved mustache and an IV drip attached to him. And then Rockstar just stands in fear.
Now go on. I don't have time to chat with snot-nosed brats. And Edward Newgate, the great pirate Whitebeard, the strongest man in the world. And sure enough, he's got a bunch of IV he's hooked up, as well as a bunch of hot nurses.
Do you think every day he wakes up and goes, "Hello, nurse"?
Do you think those IV drips are filled with grog as well?
You know, they've never said what it's actually filled with, so I wouldn't doubt it, but she did say that he's had enough, so probably not. But either way, you've just been introduced to Whitebeard, the only man to fight Gold Roger and live.
Oh, damn.
And then we turn the page. Did you want to get this next set because you only got a single spread with the introduction of Whitebeard?
Yeah, on a winter island. Your geese ass in chains. This is no laughing matter. I thought this might happen. Captain, give me another chance, as a voice comes on a snail sponder.
Yeah, it's Rockstar calling Shanks.
I've never been humiliated like this. Whatever you're thinking, forget it. You did your job, now come back. But how can I face you like this? Come back while you still have a face. There's nothing more you can do. I appreciate your efforts. And it sinks in its clue. Well, now, Captain, I'll go to prepare to set sail. Do I build space? That's right. Won't the government try to stop us? Maybe. But we're going anyway. We'll deal with him when the time comes. Yahoo! You hear that, man? We're going to fight. All right, and make sure we have some excellent booze.
And now it's back to Marie Joie with the warlord meeting.
Teach!
That's right, he's the captain of our pirate gang. Never heard of him. The other pirates won't like it if we appoint a nobody. I understand. We have plans to amend that, so please give us a little more time. Sounds interesting. Let's give it to him, Sengoku. It will make you remember the Blackbeard Pirates in a way you won't forget. And then we go right back to Jaya in Mocktown in the present at night. Hey, did you hear? Bellamy got beat! Oh, who did it?
100 million! He didn't look like he was even worth 30 million, but this much?
Well, what do we do, Captain? And then someone bumps into the mysterious man from earlier. All right, Fatso, don't go hogging the road. I'm going to clobber you. And then the big guy from the bar grabs Sarkis by the head and shoves him to the floor.
Shut up! I don't deal with small fry. I'm looking for a head worth 100 million. I've got a reputation to make.
Ooh. And now all these people from the beginning of the arc, you now know who they all are.
We're finally going hunting. Champ Jesus Burgess, helmsman of the Blackbeard Pirates. But Captain, we're supposed to meet Lafayette here. Supersonic Fan Ogre, sharpshooter of the Blackbeard Pirates. That's not light, you arc, you ogre. If we miss him, we miss him. It's fate. And Blackbeard Mother D. Check.
Teach.
Teach. Captain of the Blackbeard Pirates. You're right. A man's no better than his luck. The Grim Reaper, Doc Q. Doctor of the Blackbeard Pirates. And oh shit.
Yeah.
Blackbeard.
Yeah, you wouldn't have guessed that these were all the Blackbeard Pirates, would you?
No.
And guess what? That's the end of the chapter.
Oh shit.
Yeah, the things are heating up now, huh?
Yeah, the legend himself, Blackbeard.
Yeah, you've now met, well, technically you met Blackbeard a couple episodes ago, but now you've been formally introduced to him. You've met Whitebeard. You met a good chunk of the other warlords. You haven't met them yet, and you won't for a while. The fleet admiral of the Navy. Man, so many people were just introduced to you, like bam, 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 bam. Oh, yeah, and who could forget the five elder stars of the world government? even though we don't know their names and won't for a very long time. All right, so it's another time for another SBS before we end this episode or this chapter.
This hobby. Oh,
yeah, it's your time. All right, so where is Vera? First, it was the scene of a coup d'etat in Volume 11, then the wild town of Chapter 228. What's going on here?
Well, well, that's very shrewd of you. Vera was a driving town back in Nolan's day, 400 years ago. But presently, because of the many revolutions that have happened there, it has become a dangerous place. So, instead of asking what's going on in Vera, may one answer to ask what's going on in the world? And I believe you'll soon begin to understand. It's a small nation of the Grand Line. Smaller than Alabaster, but I wouldn't go there on vacation. And we got a panel showing a flashback, like of Nami. The world show is in turmoil. There was another coup d'etat in Vera.
Coup d'etat.
Coup d'etat. Amazing. And from chapter 228. Amazing. A log from 400 years ago. The age of Cain, 1120. June 21st. Clear skies. Sailed from the lively town of Vera.
Oda Sensei, I saw the One Piece movie Chopper's Kingdom on this island, Strange Animals. It was so good. Oh, you poor child, you have terrible taste. And I was surprised to see you in Soccer King of Dreams, the short feature that was shown with it. By the way, Oda Sensei, do you really look like that?
And it's a toodle of.
So.
Is that supposed to be Oda as a soccer ball man?
So, this is another idea I have for later down the line. I neglected in those episodes that we did about the movie reviews. Did not have the shorts they put before them. So I'm thinking about down the line. I don't know when, but maybe probably before the next movie review, I'm thinking about doing a trifecta review where we review all of the shorts of the movies that were with these. And that's one of them. Apparently there was a soccer short and Oda, there's a character named Odachi and that's him. And guess what? It sure Oda voices him.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. He missed. Yeah. That's what he looks like. Hello, Oda Sensei. I was watching One Piece recently for the first time. Sanji has hair on his legs. For some reason, I thought the blonde hair leg wasn't noticeable. I'm a big Sanji fan, but I don't really like his hairy legs. Please do something, Oda Sensei, from the heart.
But Sanji's really hairy and Chopper's really hairy too. That's it for Question Corner. See you in the next volume. That's it. Sanji's hairy. Deal with it.
Yeah, it's like people with hairy legs, get over it.
Well, we might need a bottle of Nair for the next chapter then.
I was going to say, we're in a bit of a hairy situation, and that hairy situation continues in chapter 235, The Knockup Stream.
And we got Nico Robin in the prep. It took me a while to figure out what happened, but this poor coyote seems to have a broken leg, so Robin grew a leg on the coyote and even gave it its a suit.
Oh, I just noticed that myself.
Oh, I love this series.
I'm so glad. I would be very disappointed if the 53 episodes in, he's like, nah, I don't care for it that much.
Okay, so it's my turn, I believe.
Yes.
That idiot, where is he? That's Nami Sanji. The sun's already up. He's 46 minutes late. We'll miss our chance. If he did get that gold bullion, its rate would be slowing him down. He should have taken that into account. I don't think he's concerned with the time. Yeah, definitely. Maybe he got beaten up. Well, if he did, I'll never forgive him. Even if he made it back in time. Make up your mind. Hey! As they hear something in the distance. Oh, it's him! Oh, thank goodness! I did it! Hurry, Luffy, we had to set sail! Look at this! And they all look shocked as a giant beetle!
No, it's just a zoom in of the beetle he caught.
Oh, it's a Hercules! What are you doing?
And then, the Going Merry now has wings! Wow, that's awesome! It's the Going Merry flying version! I bet it can fly, right? Well, it makes me anxious. Yeah, a pigeon would fly better than a chicken. Not about that, you idiot! And then Luffy returns the gold to Cricket. Alright, time to set sail. You guys ready? Aye, aye, sir! Woo! Get aboard. There's no time. You don't want to miss your chance to go up to the sky, fool, as he puts down a cigarette. Right, thanks for fixing up the ship!
Take those two. Thanks, guys. You can have my Hercules. As he offers the monkey man his butt. William, you're the best. Everybody, get aboard the ship. Hurry. You're running out of time. We'll lead you out. Follow us. Hurry, Luffy. Okay. As he rushes to the Going Merry. And Cricket has his hand on top. As he remembers, Nolan's El Dorado was a fantasy. And he's gripping his seat. Monkey Mountain Allied Force! Woohoo! Aye, aye, sir! Don't mess up, no matter what happens, give it your all for you guys. Nice. Alright, let's go, as Luffy hops on the ship. Let's just chill. Okay. Aye, aye, Nami!
Boy, this is where we say goodbye. Let me tell you one thing that I'm certain of. No one has ever proved that El Dorado or Skypiea doesn't exist.
Right.
People may laugh and say they're silly legends. Well, let them laugh. That's what makes it a great adventure.
A great adventure.
Right. Thanks for retrieving my gold. Don't fall out of the sky now.
Bye, mister. Thanks for everything, Cricket. I'm sure you'll find El Dorado someday, mister. Don't dive so recklessly. Mind your own damn business.
It's morning, and there's a massive... Oh, it's like almost looks like a raft.
It's a massive raft.
Yeah, with cannon ports and a massive black sail. Well, do you see anything? No sign of land. Are they really going to a sky island? Aye, that's what they said. It won't be too easy to overtake them after all. So we'll have to settle matters before they go. And back with Luffy and the monkey. Now listen up, it's 7 a.m. We should reach the spot at 11 a.m. Like Cricket said, the knock-up stream erupts in a different place each time. So we've got to get into position before it blows. We're a bit off schedule, so... Hey, are you listening? I'm trying to explain something. As Luffy just turns the head of the birthday cat. Look, look! And ka-chunk as his head just goes back into place. See, it's facing straight ahead.
Yeah, you remember, it's called a south bird because no matter what happens, it's going to face the direction it's facing. So Luffy's trying to mess with the head. He's like turning his head, but as he lets go, it faces south again. Gee, there are some strange birds in the world. It really only does face south. It's like a compass. How funny. What did it say? It said, I'm looking, going to look in a different direction to mess you guys up. Just try it. What? Hmm? It turned to the north.
Oh,
and then he immediately turned back. It has to face the south or it gets antsy. Hey, you guys, you're upsetting the big boss. Leave them be. Their antics do make me nervous. What is it? There's no sense in worrying. Let's relax.
Who was it that made us late? But the boy's right. Stress kills.
All right, everybody relax a little. And full speed ahead. Such fine weather. Ooh.
Are you sure about this?
3 hours later. Oh, boss, bad news! What is it? It's the southwest night. It's coming. It's the Emperor Cloud. And off in the distance, there's a big black patch of darkness. Are you sure? What time is it? It's only 10 o'clock. We weren't expecting it this early. Utan divers submerge immediately. Check the currents. This is bad. Can we make it, Shoujo? That's the Emperor Cloud. Woohoo! What? The Emperor Cloud showed up early. We haven't even located the knock-up stream yet. Woo-hoo! 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 Reverberation confirmed. Giant current discovered. 12 o'clock. Giant creature detected. 9 o'clock. Possibly a sea monster. Rave detected. 10 o'clock. Coming against the direction of the current. Possibly a giant whirlpool. That's it. Turn the prow to 10 o'clock. That's the sign of the knock-up stream. Head for that whirlpool.
And then the seas are getting rougher as everybody's trying to hang on. Whoa, what's that? The waves suddenly got higher. Now we're going to sink. There's a tremor before the explosion. Watch out. Navigator, huh? What about the log post? It's pointing straight up at that cloud. The wind's perfect. The Emperor Cloud's heading straight for the whirlpool. What whirlpool? Where is it?
Looks like we've hit the mark, brother. It's all up to the current now.
Can we do it?
All right, we're going to make it.
What? We'll tow you to the whirlpool. Then what do we do?
Oh, it's a massive spread page. Sail into the current. If you can make it to the center of the whirlpool, you should be fine. No one said anything about this.
Yeah.
Ashen. So God, that face Jabba's making as he does imagine them shooting straight up.
Wahoo!
It'll be all right, Nami. I'll protect you and Rapid. I've never seen such an enormous maelstrom. It's a giant whirlpool. Usopp, stop. Let's go back. As Usopp's in tears. Sorry, Usopp. It's too late now. There's no turning back. Sky Island, here we come. Oh, it's SBS time.
Oh, this is the answer to the questions. Oda, don't peek. Here's the answers for the compatibility test from page 146. Here are the answers for the compatibility test. This will test how you feel about your friends who are like Luffy and his crew. Number one, although you think this person's a bit silly, you love him or her anyway. You're very compatible with this type of person. You should try talking to this person. You don't get along with this type of person at all. Best to avoid them. This person is bound to become a dear friend. Do you rely on this type of person the most? You always look down on this person, but when the two of you are alone, your attitude changes. Open your eyes. When your good friends aren't around, you find yourself killing time with this person. That's not good. It may not be obvious, but this person and you are almost perfect for each other. Going out with this person on days that contain the number three will certainly increase your chances for love. I don't remember any of that.
Doesn't answer who picked who.
Yeah, I think that's not the answers to that one. But you know what? I don't care. We're going to get the answers to how this arc ends in chapter 236, The Ship Sails to the Sky.
Chapter title, pages 5. I wouldn't die even if you killed me. And, oh, it's another cover story, and from looks of it, it seems like something's taken a bite out of everything on this island. The trees, the cliff sides, what possibly could have done it?
That is your only hint. That's all I'm going to say. All right. We're going to continue, and I'm starting. And it's a giant sea monster. It's roaring as it's going through the whirlpool. And it immediately dies. And that scares the living shit out of Nami, Usopp, and Chopper. And Luffy just stares around looking at it. And it goes down in the whirlpool. All right, guys, you're on your own from here. Good luck. Okay, thanks for everything. Wait! The hug and you break our skin. I'm going to go home. We're all going to die. Ah! No one has anything about a giant whirlpool. This is fraud. Fraud!
Oh, it's dying! Ah! We're being sucked into the whirlpool. Let's turn around, Luffy. This is the time. Don't you see that? It's going to swallow us. Sky Island is a dream. A dream. Yeah. He's right, Luffy. I think it's impossible, too. Luffy's got the biggest sitting green in the world. A dream. Now that's a great adventure. If we don't do this, we'll regret it for the rest of our lives. He looks so happy as Nami, Usopp, and Chopper have a look at the feet. When you're finished whining, check this out. What now? Huh? Oh, and the Grand Line just went off the side and going directly into the whirlpool. We're going to be swallowed up. Nami, I'll hold you. Hurry. We're falling.
And they land and then the whirlpool's gone. Huh? It's gone? How? What happened? We're in the center of that giant whirlpool. What's going on? And then bubbling. No, it's already begun. Huh? The whirlpool disappeared. No way.
Hold it.
Huh? Oh, hey, Zoro. Huh? Look.
We caught up with this straw hat, Luffy.
Oh, they're from Mocktown. Who?
We're going to take that 100 million merry head of yours. Give up.
Who are they, friends? I don't know. Did you say my head's worth 100 million berries? Really? You mean you don't know? Oh, why is it so dark around here? There's a bounty of 100 million berries on your head. And Pirate Hunter Sorrow, you're worth 60 billion. It's true, there's a new poster. As Usopp looks through his binoculars. So, you're a wanted man. What? Now, hold on, what about me? Is there a poster of me? Nope. Look again. Nope. Did you hear that? Only 60 million? I get it, your bounty skyrocketed out that alabaster incident. 100 million? Stop celebrating! Hey, you guys, pay attention. It's coming. The knock-up stream. And yet the water's bubbling. And get ready. Huh? What? Everybody, grab out something secure. Go below. Oh, the sea's gonna blow. Oh no, yeah, that's a big lump, and the ocean's getting bigger and bigger.
Whoa!
It's a big spread. They've been shot into the sky, while Blackbeard's raft is destroyed.
Yeah.
We might as well just keep going.
Yeah.
So in the anime, when this happens, they start playing We Are again. And then you can hear the rumbling all the way back in Cricket's house. And Jesus Christ, man, how many cigarettes you need to smoke?
All of them.
You smoke more than every Yakuza in the Yakuza series combined. Yeah. And yeah, you can see the knockout stream from there. And then the Monkey Allied Fighting Force is feeling the effects. Ah, oh, we're going to capsize. Hang on. They're going overboard. Make it to Sky Island. And it just shows the knockout stream even further.
Hey, what's happening? As the ship is going directly up the sky stream. The ship's 7 foot be up the surface of the water cone. Yeah, this is fun. But how do you explain this? The wind? All right, we can go to Sky Island on this. Let's go, Mary, go! Wait a minute. I think we're getting something. What's wrong? What, did we get something? The ships begin to float? Huh? If we turn back, it's over. What? That can't happen. What can we do? It's all we can do. Oh, hold on. That's a Neptunian. And sure enough, it's that dead sea monster from earlier just fallen. It's the one that got swallowed by the whirlpool.
And yeah, it tumbles down with like some more sea debris. See, it's only a matter of time before we end up like that too. It's a little late to think of that. We're still being propelled upward by the force of the explosion. There's nothing we can do now. Why did we ever decide to do this? All kinds of things are raining down on us. They're all victims of the knock-up stream. It's all over for us. We're going to fall. We're going to crash the sea and die. Hoist the sail now, huh? This isn't just a wall of water. It's the ocean. We sail on the way. By the way, we go in any current. The heat from the steam and the explosion we have created, a blast of warm air. If we're just going to go up against the sea and wind, we can navigate it. And who's this ship's navigator? You are, Nami! All right, guys, do what Nami says, right! We'll catch the wind at the starboard and sail the fore. Then we'll let the ship follow the current. Aye, aye. Ah, this is bad. The ship's leaving the water. We're falling. Nami, do something. No, we're going to make it.
We're flying. It's incredible. The ship's flying through the air. No kidding. Wow. We did it. Well, what do you know? Nami, you're amazing. With this one in this current, Ed, I love you. We can make it all the way to the top. And Buddy's looking at me like I'm crazy.
As you are.
Nami, are we there yet? Is this Sky Island? If there is such a place, it's above the clouds. Above the clouds? I wonder what's up there. Let's head straight for the Emperor Cloud. Yeah! To be continued in One Piece, Volume 26.
And that's the end of the Jaya arc.
Oh, so we're going to be starting the next arc.
Immediately, and then that arc begins in this chapter. Then that chapter is Chapter 237, High in the Sky.
And we got Whopper's Omniforce Rampage Prime 2. I eat trees. Oh, and sure enough, he's a tree now.
Yeah.
Loka looks on in shock.
Yeah, that I'm sure that was you when you realized, oh, the next cover story is about this motherfucker. Yeah. So you have to deal with him for I don't know how many chapters now. Congrats. Deal with it.
Okay, and it's my turn. I can't breathe. That's Luffy ish goes, yeah! And back in the ocean. Blackbeard and his men are stranded on a single log from the shattered raft. Well, what do you know? They got away.
Oh, they're a lucky bunch.
Our prey escaped us, and you think that's funny? I say we go after them.
Don't worry, Burgess. They haven't disappeared from this world. If we stay on the Grand Line, we'll meet them again soon enough.
Aye, this world is one big endlessly turning wheel.
If our world is strong, we'll meet him again. See, I told you so. Okay.
and then back into presumably the sky. The all the wings of the going chicken broke off, and then it's Nami, Usopp, and Sanji are just regaining consciousness, or at least most of them are.
Blast! What happened? Did we lose anybody?
And now Robin's awake.
Hey, you guys! Look where we are.
And it's a spread shot, and they seem to be sailing on clouds. What is this place? It's pure white. The clouds? What about the clouds? We're sailing on the clouds? Of course, we're sailing on the clouds. You can't sail on clouds. Hey, Usopp's not breathing. What? Do something. Give him back to Mal. Okay, I'll give it to Nami. Idiot.
This must be the sky ocean. But look, the log post is still pointing up. This must be the middle level of the Emperor Cloud. We're going to go even higher, but how? I don't know.
Did you just call me an idiot? I forgot.
First course of action. Captain Usopp will go for a swim. Yeah, do it.
Hey, be careful. We don't know anything about this ocean.
All oceans are the same.
And Usopp goes for a dive in the clouds. Wow, there's hardly any resistance. And the visibility is terrible. I can hardly see anything. Oh, yikes. I'm going deeper and deeper as he does exactly that. Hey, he's not coming back up. I was just thinking, does this ocean even have a bottom? Oh, no!
Did he fall through the clouds? Usabas! Luffy shoots his hand and stretches it into the clouds. I warned you, fools. Stretch your arm as far as you can. But I can't see through the clouds. Leave it to me. Otis Fleur.
A host floor.
And yeah, a bunch of eyes of Nico Robin's eyes spawn on Luffy's arm.
Yeah, Oho is Spanish for eye.
Oh, all right. And it goes deeper and deeper until it reaches the bottom of the cloud. Huh? There he is, huh? Where has Usopp's unconscious body? She's Fleur's, and several arms spawn from the Luffy's arm. I think Robin uses them to form a bridge to grab at Usopp. Okay, pull him up.
Luffy, pull harder! And then she pulls Usopp up.
You did it! Here he comes!
Wait a minute, that's not Usopp!
No, I think Usopp is his lunch!
And he pulls up a giant kraken.
Ah!
That's not so scary, as Zoro jumps in the ship and cuts it, and it explodes like paper. It's almost like it was a Thanksgiving Day parade balloon. Huh?
Zoro sees his shorts. What a strange beats. I'm not even sure it's a fish. That looks just like a balloon. But it's moving around. It had to be a living thing. Creatures live among these clouds. I guess it's better to think of it as the sea. What's that? A flat snake anyway. Oh, it must be a flounder. So this is a flounder. Yes! Usopp regains consciousness. Shut up, Usopp! What's wrong now? There's something in my pants, and it's a real fist. It's kind of scary. It's kind of scary. Usopp! This is an unlucky day. This might be a sky fist. Lone mentioned him in his diary. In order to survive in this bottomless sky ocean, they fall differently from their aquatic cousins. So they became like balloon-like or flat. Their bodies are airfoils. These clouds are far less buoyant than water. Their scales are like feathers. They have teeth like conifers. I shall take it. Sure enough, Luffy is just immediately eating it. This is great! We won't finish an experiment in that! It is good. I've never tasted anything like it. And yeah, Nami seems to change the tune. Let's try eating that big one. Where's the sky lying in? Hey, a ship! Hey, guys, it's a ship and a person?
What the? Oh, yeah, the ship that Chopper saw, it's already been blown up. What's wrong, Chopper? He drops the binoculars.
What? Did you see a ship, Chopper?
There was a ship, but it's gone now. Where did it go?
There's a bull running over the clouds in the street forest. We're in big trouble.
Calm down. You're not making any sense. And up, there's someone. Looks like they're skating on the clouds.
Something's coming. Is it human?
Oh, he's running on the clouds. And then this person jumps up towards the ship.
Stop! What do you want?
I'm going to get rid of you! He means business. Fine by me. What?
This stranger quickly makes work of Sanji, Zoro, and Luffy. You wimps, there are three of you and only one of him. It's kind of scary. And he pulls a bazooka from the looks of it. Enough! But something in the distance cries out. Guy with a really long lance and riding a stork from the looks of it. Who's that guy? I am the Sky Knight.
And that is the end of this episode and chapter. And then, what's this? It's another form of the SBS, and this time Robin's on it. The SBS International Investigation Committee. And I guess I'll be this time. In previous volumes, SBS Question Corner, I mentioned that we get quite a few One Piece questions from overseas. And I, the author, knew only of a few of the countries it was sold in. So in this volume, with the help of the International Department of Staff at Shueisha, I checked into it. Thank you very much. The following chart shows the countries that were selling One Piece in comics as of October 2002. You definitely won't be able to get any foreign editions in Japan. Country, Taiwan, Mandarin, Hong Kong, Cantonese, Korean, Thai in Thailand, Mandarin in Singapore, Malay in Malaysia, French in France, Italy, Spain, Germany, Brazil, 11 countries total. The four countries listed below are scheduled to begin selling One Piece after 2003. Indonesia, Denmark, Sweden, and Mexico. Amazing, huh?
And no America yet, but that's going to be a dark time for them.
I think One Piece already was selling in America by that point. At least the manga was. Like, remember, this is like all translated versions of the Tankobon volumes in Japanese. And that is the end of this episode. But wait, John, you said that there was a special little surprise at the end. Yes, but first we need to get Austin's thoughts on the Jaya arc.
Well, it's not to a good start. Luffy just made quick work of that arrogant of a pirate. All right, and he's suddenly making a name for himself. And I wasn't expecting that guy, Blackbeard, to get wrecked by, like, first night by Luffy and Luffy. They didn't even lay a finger on each other. Just, Raph gets destroyed.
Yep.
And not exactly a fearsome start to the most infamous pirate in history.
Yeah, well, this Blackbeard in One Piece may not be the same as, like, Blackbeard in the real world. And in fact, I might say that they're different in more ways than one. So, I guess I could ask you your overall thoughts on the arc, but the special little surprise I have for this episode is exactly how you're going to do that for me. And this is something I've been wanting to do ever since we started the manga, but I didn't feel like it made any sense to do so just yet because it was just a bit too early. So now I think is the perfect time because now I'm going to have Austin help us make the official Binging the Devil's Fruit One Piece arc tier list.
So
you and I are going to discuss the arcs we just finished and we're going to rank them. So, for the rest of this episode, I'm going to let you... Actually, you know what? I know my ranking. You're going to decide the ranking for the podcast. So from Romance Dawn to Jaya, we're going to rank them. So why don't we go ahead and start? So actually, hold on. Let me start recording for the video version. Okay, so we're going. So Austin, let's start with the first arc, the Romance Dawn arc. Your overall thoughts on where you think it should go.
Okay, now... Which arc was that again? The beginning one?
The very beginning where Luffy, they showed Luffy's flashback, how he got the gum gum fruit. And it's pretty much that all the way up to when they recruited Zoro.
Ah, okay. Then we'll put that in this. It was a very strong start.
Yep. You're introduced to Shanks. You're introduced to Luffy, Zoro, Kobe. Yeah, I'd say there's not much you could say. It's the beginning of the manga. Now, Orange Town. This is the Buggy the Clown arc, as it's otherwise known. Give your overall thoughts on how this went, and then where you think it should go. That's how I want to do this.
Okay, so we got to see Waifu Nami and how she originally distrusts Luffy and game because of pirates, but then she begins to see how Luffy is very different from the pirates she knew. And also, Bucky was just a great villain. And his back was Pastor Saint's definitely solidified his hatred for Luffy and how he idolized him.
Yeah.
And let's
don't forget Shushu the dog who
the doggo, yeah,
Who wouldn't give up defending the store even though he knew his master was dead.
Oh, that was just heartbreaking, and that's gonna be another S for me. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
And Syrup Village.
That's
this is where we meet Usopp.
Usopp and Kuro.
Yeah. So yeah, Kuro was definitely a very ruthless villain. And then how Usopp, he went from the first liar to actually live in this story of a hero for once.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, it kind of dragged out a little bit towards the end, but we did meet some interesting character. It was like, that was weird jank Ungo guy and the cat pirates.
It's also where they got their ship.
Oh yeah, they go and marry. I'm going to give it an A.
A? There we go. All right. The Baratier.
Sanji,
Don Krieg.
Sanji and Don Krieg, who was a really weak villain, not going to lie.
Mm. Yeah. Everyone doesn't. Even the One Piece Netflix show got rid of him quickly.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting to see Luffy fight against a guy whose entire stick was needles, making it hard for him to punch and lay a finger on him. And also, we got what was his swordsman name?
Hawkeye Mihawk.
Hawkeye Mihawk and Soho and his first major loss where he got the iconic scar. I mean, that was a highlight, but it wasn't enough to put it up there. I'm going to give it, I'm sticking either between a B or C.
I don't know. It's your call, but
I guess B. It could have been worse. Could have been a lot worse.
You're going to put it in B?
Yeah.
All right. If you put this one in anything lower than A, I'm going to kill you.
Long Park. Oh, now this was where shit got real. Not only did Nami betray the Straw Hats, but we find out about her incredibly heartbreaking and past as Sandy asked how she was an orphan and her adopted mother was killed by the very man she now works for all along. And how it finally took her to a lowest point to finally realize she needs friends in her life. I she can't carry this burden alone anymore, and we see Luffy and finally stick up for the crew member. Plus, Luffy officially gets his bounty after that, so it's an S.
Yes! Without a doubt,
an S.
If it was anything lower than that, I would have fucking killed you where you stood. All right, Log Town. This was the final saga arc of the East Blue Saga, where they went to the town where Gold Roger was born and also died. It's where they first encountered Smoker. Buggy also returns.
Buggy and Alfida's team up. Like, Buggy actually came really close to Luffy to the point where he actually accepted defeat. Like, he thought this was going to be the end.
But then nature intervened.
Yeah. And Smoker seemed to had pretty cool powers, and his lieutenant is a clumsy cutie.
And also, Luffy almost got caught not once, but twice. Smoker almost had him, but then a mystery man in a cloak saved him.
Who on earth could that mystery man be?
No, just wait and find out.
I'll get that one an A.
All right. So only a couple more left for you. So Reverse Mountain. This is them entering the Grand Line, and then the whole thing with the whale.
Oh, yeah. The whale thing was cute. But it was kind of weak in terms of the villains and conflict.
It's also where they met Vivi before they knew who Vivi was. They still knew them as Miss Wednesday and Mr. Nine.
Oh, yeah.
What might give it an upper for me is it has one of the funniest gags in the entire series. Do you remember the dramatic camera gag that got repeated? Rich was watching the anime. He told him he was pissing himself laughing at that, and rightfully so. It is fucking funny, but I don't think I don't think a recurring gag is enough to bring an arc up. So where would you put that one?
B.
That's about where I thought it was going to be. Now I will say, this will be important later, so your opinion may change as the series goes on. But we'll address that when we get there. So Whiskey Peak. Where they
they first encounter Baroque Works.
Yeah, where Zoro took on the entirety of Baroque Works, and that's also where we learned that Vivi was pretending to be Miss Wednesday, and they also set out to return her to Alabasta, and they found out, oh no, I guess we're going up against Baroque Works because we know who the identity of the
This reminds me of a funny webcomic I saw online of and you love this. It was a Luffy and Nami ship. Well, Nami was pregnant, and Luffy was just talking to the soon-to-be child. He said, "So how was I supposed to know they were actually bad guys? They gave us food and drinks." And he said, "I just thought Zoro lost his mind." And Nami, she wasn't really happy about it and started screaming at me. And Nami went, "Luffy, I can hear everything you're saying." And he just talked to her belly. Can you believe her eavesdropping on us like this?
Jesus. But...
And... That's it was a short one, but I'm gonna give it an S because it gets the job done.
Really? Wow.
Long, wasn't too short. It was effective and then really hyped up how powerful these guys were. And we got Little Garden next.
Little Garden, the one with the giants where they battled Mr. Three and Miss Golden Week.
And we see it's just how ruthless they are with the melting racks and...
Yeah, most of the crew almost died here.
Yeah, that was horrifying. It was almost like someone had a house of racks and... Let's see. And... Between an S or an A.
I might go with A, honestly.
Yeah, an A sounds about right.
All right, Drum Island.
Oh, this is where we meet Chopper. Chopper had a sad backstory, and his mentor, Dr. Hameba, was it?
Dr. Hiraluk.
Hiraluk. Again, yeah, it was a heartbreaking story about how he was a crack who wanted to be a genuine good doctor. And Chopper's many mistakes to the point where he eventually overcomes his self-loathing and fears and decides to finally get out there and be a real doctor. But we had a really weak villain that arc, Wapple.
Well, I think Wapple was strong in how fucking and horrible he was. Like, granted, he's compared to other villains, he really is weak, but he was really good at making you hate him. And now you're gonna
hate him. A step up from Don Krieg, I'll give it that.
Yeah, because Don Krieg flaunted his military power. But Wapple flaunted his political power or lack there, or what he thought he had anyway.
So I'll give Drum Island somewhere between an A or a B.
I think A might be fairer.
A just for Chopper's backstory.
Chopper's backstory, while Wapple being a reflection of our healthcare system, and just generally being fucking hateable.
And here we go, the big major boy, arc,
Alabasta.
I mean, Crocodile was probably the most ruthless, bloodthirsty, manipulative villain we've encountered yet. And I can definitely see why he's a fan favorite.
He's my favorite.
Yeah. And not to mention, we got a lot about Vivi and an amazing commentary on the war in the Middle East. Which feels even more relevant today, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's sad how it's still relevant. But it had so many iconic scenes, all those fights, and Nami's first ever fight where we see her storm baton.
Yeah, the climate baton.
Climate baton,
And don't forget, we got our surprise extra crew member at the ass end.
Yeah, hell of an ending that was. So... S. I mean, is there any doubt about it? It's an S.
Okay, so I have a question before we end this episode. Do you want to rank Jaya now, or do you want to wait till we finish Skypiea?
We might as well do it now.
Okay, so since Jaya is still fresh in your mind, where would you like to put it?
Well, let me see. We see Luffy showing off a rare moment of humility as finally he's starting to learn the lessons he's learned along the way about what it means to be a true pilot. Which all made Bellamy's defeat all the more sweeter when he went down with one punch.
Mm-hmm.
And that Aaron and that Nolan backstory was really morbid, not gonna lie. I mean, a guy I genuinely believed he saw a girl was hanged, executed for a sly, and it turned into a fucking children's story. And I'm gonna give it an A as well.
All right. So, until we'll revisit this in our on the final episode of Skypiea. So, this is what I like to do is after every arc, or at least every saga, I come back to this. What would you prefer? Would you want to do this at the end of every arc?
Saga.
Okay. So I guess that means the next time we finish an arc, we'll be doing this because Skypiea is the end of the saga.
Oh shit.
Yeah, this saga only has two arcs. Okay, so. Austin's current ranking for the One Piece arc tier list we have. This is the official Binging the Devil's Fruit ranking so far. Romance Dawn, Orange Town, Arlong, Whiskey Peak, and Alabaster are S tier. Syrup Village, Rogue Town, Little Garden, Drum Island, and Jaya are A. And Baratie and Reverse Mountain are Bs. So that's the ranking. They could change. Maybe Austin wants to keep them where they are. Let us know what you think. Should we lock these in or should we be open to change? Okay, so that is going to do it for this episode of Binging the Devil's Fruit. So thank you guys again so much for listening. Thank you guys for indulging me in my little crazy idea. Thank you, Austin, for indulging me in my crazy idea. So next time, we're going to take a break from the manga. We're going to take a small little break because next on our docket is we're going to review another television special that never saw an American release. We're going to review One Piece TV Special 2, Open the Great Sea, A Father's Huge, Huge Dream, which aired around when Alabasta did. Jaya did. So thank you guys again so much for listening. We'll see you guys next time when we review that special. And we'll be back with the manga when we start, kind of quote-unquote start the Skypiea arc in episode 54. We'll recover chapters 238 to 242. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, make sure you savor it, enjoy it, and then worry about your tier maker list after you've eaten and you thought about it for a while. Alright, have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for binging the devil's fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.